now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody, welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo, and I'm the host for this program, and I think you're going to enjoy it. What do we talk about here? We talk about how to eliminate stress from your life. Now, how's that for an opening? How to eliminate stress from your life. Now, a lot of us are stressed out. And the reason we're stressed out is because we are overreacting. Look, I'm going to give you the short version and the medium version. I'm not going to give you the long version because although I have in-depth knowledge of the subject, in-depth knowledge, far beyond what hardly anybody has. I can't say it all here. I have my books. You could read my books, and even in my books, I just scratch the surface. But here's the short version. The short version is this. We go out into the world, and we become resentful. And when we humans, or when you, I'll use the term, I'll just say you. Hope you don't mind. I'm not picking on you personally. I don't know you personally. I'm just talking, you know, to the general audience. But because I know what I'm talking about, I surely address issues that concern many, many, if not most, if not all people. You go out in the world, or I'll say we. That'll make it softer and easier to accept. We go out in the world and we become resentful. And when we are resentful, that means we have been intimidated by somebody or something. Probably somebody, see, which leads to something, but we've been intimidated. So we are intimidated by life. Now, some people are intimidated. They pull into a shell, they retreat, they take lowly jobs, they hide in their apartment, they, you know, surf the internet and stay away from life. Find some little job somewhere where they can kind of hide out. They become intimidated by life. They feel inferior. Okay? Which leads to more resentment. See, the inferiority. Other people become depressed. They were resentful. They feel intimidated by life, and they become depressed. See, they feel like they can't cope. See? And then, of course, that leads to a whole bevy of things that can happen. For example, the person who is intimidated by life because he was resentful or she was resentful then doesn't express himself or herself. See, stands by it instead of asserting himself. He stands by the wayside and becomes an also-ran, see, a backbencher, see. And then other people step forward, they assert themselves, and they get what they want. They get the job, they get the handsome boy, they get the nice-looking girl, you know, at the prom. They get what they want. And so the intimidated person doesn't speak up for himself, and then other people get what they want, and then he feels intimidated again. See how that works? Resentful again, I mean. Resentful again. Resentful over being intimidated. It becomes a cycle. The other thing, when you don't express yourself, then because you're resentful, because you're intimidated, what happens? Well, then you have pent-up emotions. You have hostility and rage underneath. See? So then you go to try to express yourself, and hostility gets in the way. Nervousness gets in the way. Rage gets in the way. You can't speak properly. You become tongue-tied. See? Once again, that's another reason, another way of feeling inferior, see, and resentful to life. Now, some people compensate. They become angry. They get degrees. They get a master's, a doctorate. You know, they become bossy. They become pushy. They become bullies. They compensate for their resentful intimidation by life, and then they go out and storm around. But what do? They do unto others what was done to them. They go out and intimidate other people. Make other people resentful. See how that works? So there has to be, not to mention all the physical symptoms that go along with being either a bully or being a wimp. Let's talk about more about this after the break. Would you like to learn how to deal with stress? Well, then get our meditation. You can get a free introductory version of our meditation by going to commonsensecounseling.org. That's commonsensecounseling.org. And get a free introductory version of our meditation. It's a wonderful, wonderful meditation. Please get it, ladies and gentlemen, at commonsensecounseling.org. Well, welcome back, welcome back. Now, did I not describe all of us, all of you, when I talked about how we become intimidated and resentful? And then we either become a wallflower or we become a bully. We become, yes, repressed and inhibited, or we compensate with anger and with knowledge, see, and go out and intimidate other people. Now, while I'm on the subject of intimidation and resentment, I want you to see resentment as the culprit. Resentment is what renders you intimidated by the world. See, first one person, see, who upset you, and then somebody else, and then various objects, various situations. Pretty soon, all of life can intimidate you, and you either repress and suppress, or you compensate with anger and, you know, pushiness, bossiness, knowledge. See, by doing for other people, some of us are resentful and we compensate by doing for other people. We serve and people please and do for others for their approval. See, all to cover up the resentment. And then, of course, what? They don't appreciate it. They take advantage or what have you. And then we resent them again. See, it becomes a cycle, a self-defeating cycle. But I want to mention one other aspect that is rarely mentioned, but it needs to be mentioned, and that is the role of alcohol. Now, a lot of people, when they become resentful and intimidated by the world, they become inhibited. See, they feel, they just have a hard time expressing themselves. They don't know what to say. They don't say it right. The anger gets in the way, so they can't say it right. They make a mess out of things because of the suppressed anger, or they repress and repress and suppress and suppress and wait too long, and then they say something, but by that time it's too late, the timing is wrong, see what I mean? And so then finally they become just completely inhibited. But what do? They drink alcohol to become disinhibited. See, they artificially disinhibit themselves with alcohol. But you know what that leads to. You know the problems with alcohol. See, and becoming dependent on alcohol in order to function. It's not good. It's not good at all. So can you see how resentment plays a part in it? So now I began by saying that in this program you can learn how to eliminate stress from your life. Are you beginning to see now what is it that stresses you in life? What is it that stresses you in life? Is it not other people? Yes, your wife stresses you, your husband, your boss, your co-workers. They irritate you, they exasperate you. They take advantage, they don't appreciate you. See? What about people that drive slowly? See? That stresses you. How about traffic lines? That stresses you. How about having to work late? And how about this and how about that? And how about your work? It stresses you. And how about all the bills stress you? See what I mean? Now, what is the common denominator? What is the common denominator in all of those stresses? It is resentment. If you didn't resent it, it wouldn't bother you. They wouldn't bother you. They wouldn't stress you. See, resentment causes you to react like an animal. You see, we have something that is humanizing. We have a very beautiful quality. If you look at nature, it's kind of a dog-eat-dog world out there. That's the way God made it. It's a dog-eat-dog world, and we see, you know, we see one bug eating another bug, or a bird suddenly hears a lovely bug sitting there, or a beautiful butterfly, and all of a sudden here comes a bird and eats it. See? Or here's a cute little I don't know, a cute little frog or something, and then here comes a cat and jumps on it and eats it. See? Well, you could say, well, this seems cruel and heartless and so on, that nature is kind of that way. But with human beings, see, when you see human beings being cruel to each other and being mean and intimidating and taking advantage, and see, we can see something wrong with that. We see something wrong with it. In fact, we become worse than animals. See, at least animals, they kill to eat, for example. You know, they'll eat another animal, but that, the only reason is just, that's their nature, is to find food and eat it. But we humans, we become worse than animals. We're capable of being worse than animals when we become hateful and mean and evil. But we humans were not meant to be that way. That's the point. We have this wonderful humanizing quality. We have a wonderful humanizing quality, a fully full, if you want to see someone who is a beautiful human being and exemplifies some of these qualities, then you see it in a little child. In little children, you see the sweetness, the brightness, the sparkle in their eye, the joy, the spontaneity, the innocence. See, the happiness, the laughter. Oh, it's so beautiful. You see the beautiful, beautiful human quality. And then you do see it in adults sometimes. You see the beautiful quality. See, you see this wonderful sweetness, this wonderful calmness, understanding, patience. See, unexpectedly out of nowhere, here is patience or here is understanding. See, you owe somebody something and you don't know how you could possibly pay them back, and they say, oh, it's okay, don't worry about it, just forget it. You bump into somebody and they say, it's okay, don't worry about it. See, it's such a beautiful, sweet quality. Well, that's the way we humans are supposed to be. That's the way God meant us to be. That's the way we're supposed to be all the time. Happy-go-lucky, cheerful. See? Yes, life will throw things our way, but we ought to be concerned, but not worried. Concerned, but not all bummed out and hangry and upset and resentful. So can you see now what it is that takes you away from the very beautiful human qualities, lowers you to the level of an animal where you begin to respond like an animal with fight or flight? You become upset, you become alarmed, you resist, you become exhausted, see? Adrenaline flows, fight or flight, see? All these animalistic reactions occur. The stress reactions, Hans Selye discovered that there's a non-specific response the body has when it's subject to any stress, see? Any stress at all will elicit the non-specific response, which leads to ulcers and leads to adrenal exhaustion and so on and so forth. So, if you don't want to become stressed out, then don't become resentful. Now, have you been able to follow me? All right, well, here's what you do. First of all, get our meditation. Learn to sit still and become calm and refine your center of dignity, your human center. Refine your human center. Okay? More about this after this important announcement. Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, that's ROLANDTRUJILLO, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo. The program is the Roland Trujillo Show, a very important program. You see, I'm talking to you about some very important things. Very important. It could be a lifesaver. Not only could it save your life if you're running around angry and upset all the time, when you're going to do the wrong thing, say the wrong thing, or make a mistake, can save you from that. It could also save you from saying and doing the wrong thing to ruin your relationships. How many times you become angry and say the wrong thing? Or how many times you become resentful and suppress? You don't say anything. You're angry, you don't say anything, and finally you explode and say the wrong thing. See? Or you have people that are just angry underneath. They get an ulcer and stomach ache and headache and all kinds of symptoms that occur. See, that's not good. None of that is good. Now the other thing, see, not only do you become angry and mess things up, not only do you become upset, but this resentment causes you to become intimidated. It makes things too important. This is very important. I'm giving you some things here that you're hardly going to hear anywhere else. I already talked about inhibition, how people become inhibited when they are resentful, when they become angry, when they can't express themselves. And then they drink to disinhibit themselves, see, which leads to all kinds of problems. Now, here's something else. Here's something else. When a person becomes resentful, you feel inferior. Why? Because, number one, resentment is an inferior response. When you see somebody that's resentful, see, you can see that that's inferior, can't you? All right, so when you're resentful, it's an inferior response. The other thing is resentment is the emotion of intimidation. I want you to remember that. Remember, resentment is the emotion of intimidation. If you're resentful, it means you are intimidated. See? Yes, you may compensate with big bluster and bravado and become like the Wizard of Oz, you know, in the movie The Wizard of Oz, behind the curtain with a big loudspeaker, "I'm the Wizard of Oz." See? And you can intimidate your children and scare people and be a mean boss and have big muscles and tattoos and scare everybody. But see, why? Why do you have to compensate? Because you were resentful. See, which makes you feel inferior, which makes you inferior to life. The person who's not resentful, who faces the moment without resentment, is superior to the one who becomes resentful. Okay? But now here's the thing. When you are resentful, let's say somebody makes you, your mother makes you, made you resentful, so you hated your mother, you resented her, see, or you hated your dad, or you hated your mom, or you hated your big brother who pushed you around, or whoever it was you hated some teacher that was cruel to you, hated the other kids for knocking you down or stealing your money, or see, so you were full of hate and resentment, okay? So then you feel inferior, okay? So then you go out in the world, and now feeling inferior, you look for something to compensate, see? So if you hate your mom or hate your dad or hate your brother, then maybe you go to school, and then you compensate. You say, well, I'll get an education, I'll get really good grades, and then I'll be able to get a scholarship, I'll get away from home, I'll have a lot of money, I won't have to live like my parents do, fighting all the time, see? So then what happens then? Then what things become too important? Grades become too important. Being a success becomes too important. Being a good athlete becomes too important in order to make up for what you feel you lost. See? And when something is too important, then it takes on way too much significance. And then if things don't work out, then you feel really inferior and worried and nervous. I'll be right back after I take a little break here and we'll explain it all to you. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Roland Trujillo Show. Please go to commonsensecounseling.org. That's commonsensecounseling.org to find out how to deal with stress. Yes, indeed. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Now, can you see now that if somebody doesn't feel good about... Look, here's another way of saying it. Let's say somebody doesn't feel good about himself or good about herself because, well, she hates her mom, hates her dad, hates her boyfriend, hates school, resents her brother, resents her sister. See what I mean? Doesn't feel good about herself. Then little things start... Then that person begins to look for other things to... upon which to try to feel good about themselves. See what I mean? So getting a good grade, see, becomes too important. So let's say that she doesn't get a good grade. See, then she's totally crestfallen because her whole self-esteem, her whole life, see, to compensate for feeling bad about herself or resenting her parents or whoever, it's built upon getting good grades. You see how that becomes too important? Or some guy might get, you know, making the putt in the golf game or sinking the basket or catching the knocking out. Becomes too important. See? He feels inferior. He feels he's resentful at home. He doesn't know how to express himself. Then he thinks, well, at least I can get a hit. But then he starts to think, well, what if I don't get a hit? If I can't even get a hit... See, if I can't even make this hoop, then I must really be a failure. So then if he doesn't make the hoop, you see how it becomes way too important? And when something is way too important, then we become nervous over it, anxious over it. See what I mean? That's another example of how resentment sets us up for all kinds of problems. So I have described the situation quite well for you. So now all you need to see, and you can see that what I'm saying is true. So now what do you do? Well, number one, you have to begin to let go of the resentment. See the resentment. Let it pass. Let go of it. See, you can do that. You can let the resentment pass. There is a way, which is what I teach with my meditation. There is a way of standing back. You know, have you ever, for example, had a little, a little pain in your foot or a little pain in your shoulder or something, and then it was nighttime and you wanted to go to sleep, and you found a way just for the pain to be just a little bit distant. Yes, the pain was still there, but you could still relax and go to sleep anyway. See? But other times you became resentful over the pain. You became angry at the pain. You started to focus on it and see how that was a problem. So now what you must learn to do is the same thing with resentment. Learn to see it and just let it pass. Don't indulge it. Don't really, really go with it. Don't go with the feeling of resentment and then have all kinds of thoughts coming, negative thoughts. Just notice the resentment and let it pass. See? Which will be easier for you to do now that you know that it's wrong to resent. It's a hatred. See, that's the other thing about human beings. Now here's a little final point that could be very important for you to see. We human beings were created in the image and likeness of God, and we're meant to be creatures of love. Now we don't know what love is, but we do know what you do know is what love is not. It is not hate. It is not resentment. It is not hostility. See, it's not being cruel and mean, and it's not being resentful about life. See, we know that. You know that you don't feel good about yourself when you're resentful. You know that. Okay? So now you can see that resentment is not good. So whoever tempted you to resent, see, of course, you fell into the resentment because you didn't know any better, A. Plus B, you have an ego, you have a pride, and someone got to you. You indulged the resentment, but now hopefully you've learned your lesson. Now you see that it's not a nice thing, and You've caused yourself a lot of problems by being resentful. So now just let it go. Begin to watch for it and let it pass. Now that you know that it's not good for you. And also now that you know that God doesn't want us to be resentful. He didn't make us to be resentful. See? It doesn't mean that you have to like things. It doesn't mean that you have to like if somebody did something to you. Let's say your mom did something bad to you, or your dad did, or somebody else did, or some other kids did, or somebody treated you unfair, or they stole from you, or did something awful to you. It doesn't mean that you have to like them. It doesn't mean that you have to, you know, become friends with them. See? It doesn't mean any of that. It just means that you don't resent them anymore. If they're wrong, you see that they're wrong, but you just don't hate them anymore. See how simple that is? See, a lot of us make the mistake. We think that in order to forgive somebody, then we have to be friends with them and everything like that. No, 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 no. If somebody's rotten, you can see that they're rotten and never have anything to do with them again. Especially if they're unrepentant, they're not sorry for what they did to you. See, then you don't have to have anything to do with them ever again. See? But you just don't hate them anymore. It becomes unimportant. Becomes a non-factor in your life. See? So, can you see now that you mustn't allow all these little things to ruin your life? See? You mustn't allow people to ruin your life. See? You mustn't allow little things to ruin your life. And how does it happen? It's because you resent them. So don't resent them anymore. Don't resent people anymore. And don't resent yourself anymore either. Don't resent yourself. Don't resent anybody. Okay? Please get my meditation. It's very, 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 very helpful. It helps you to center yourself so you can put into practice what you have learned today.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's Roland Trujillo. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.